generation, it may not work because of the fact that that person's got to be compatible to my level. I might be getting, or 35 or maybe 25, and she's compatible at my level, then that's cool. You know, we got something going. But if she's out there in the fast lane, running around doing this, doing that, and not keeping up the pace, you know, or I can't keep up the pace with her, and there's no communication, there's no chemistry, there's no bond. So if there's no communication, no chemistry, you know, that's just no way that, you know, that's going to work out. But today's generation, yeah, I can match with them, but they got to be compatible. And it's very few of them today and this day and time compared to when I was coming.
All right, bro. Can you make this one short? So off air, we was talking about relationships, and you said you would be on more so on the side of open relationships. And why is so? Why would you be more on open relationships, more open to that versus the monogamous?
Well, open relationships, the reason why is because the way I feel about it is when you're in an open relationship, for me, it's more comfortable because you get to talk to those people, get to know them for who they are as a person. And for me, it's more easier to fill out the chemistry level and knowing who I deal with. And that's why I feel more comfortable with, you know, with open relationships.
Now, hey, everyone, I'm Yaya. Welcome in Yaya's world here. I'm from Texas. I'm just here chilling. I was raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's my home. And we're just here being blessed. Got off work and just time at home, you know.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Without no further ado, I'm going to hop into the right. Hop into my question. We're going to talk about the five different types of relationships. I just want to hear your point of view on monogamous relationships.
Okay. Like I said once before, that's what it should be. That's what it should be. But we are, some of them are available, you know, are going on. We can't be, there's two dangerous ones, and one is the safest, which is the monogamous one. It's the safest way to go right now. If you know what that means.
What's up, monogamous? All right. What's your point of view on polygamous relationships?
It's good. It's something that, you know, a lot of partners' fantasies, or just, you know, that's a good term in the sexual side of it, of a relationship. That's what's up, you know? That's what they do. But at the same time, we need to focus on the relationship part and not the emotional relationship part of, you know, of it. Because it fucks with you. It messes with you because, you know, once you're a wife, you're the woman of the house, period. You're the queen. And then out of nowhere, you just, you know, either you gotta accept the fact that you're not the only one. And it's like nothing. But you still gotta be the wife. So that role right there fucks the woman up mentally, period, emotionally. That's not healthy for women. In a man's way, it's beneficial, of course. It's like I said, it's just a pleasure feeling. But it's so controlling that it's an emotion so strong that makes it a relationship only for that specific part, you know. Other than that, you know, we were monogamous first, and then we went the other way, and we continued. So it's like one relationship can be all of them. That's how far you can push each other to. So it just really, you got to focus on what type of relationship you really have and what you want. Then letting these emotions take control of these type of categories. That's just me. I'm sorry.
All right. Have you ever dealt with a long distance relationship before?
Yes. Yes, and they're good, and that they can be bad. So I'm okay. The overthinker. I look at all the pros and the cons of everything, no matter what it is. Trust, communication, and trust. You got to know the person so you can be at peace. If you don't know that person, the emotions kick in, and then you're fucked. If you don't know how to control them. They're very quick response reactions because they're just something from the unexpected, you know, that just happened. There's so many emotions that develop quick. So, how can I say it? It's good. I used to have it all the time. But I knew the person I was with already. You know, I already lived with them and everything. Now, meeting up, long distance, and then starting the meeting up and hooking up or whatever, the relationship, that's different. You gotta have time and money to look for that person specifically, no matter where they are. You're going to pay that travel expense. That's just it. It's hard. You got to be financially stable to do that. And if you don't, it got to be just someone as humble as that will be, you know, that will be, ¿cómo se puede decir? That recognize these type of actions for a man trying, you know, with simply making a woman fall in love with him. It don't have to be with money. But that's just the world we're in right now. That's how toxic it is. So it's like that. I have to say it this way.
Alright, so with that being said, have you ever been in a casual relationship?
Well, explain casual to me, please.
Some words. Friends with benefits.
Have been in that before? Those are called besties. No, okay. Not for me though. I just learned that's the word, but I learned what the fuck it meant. You know what it is. Was because I was put in that fucking category. Like what the fuck? I've been rebounded. I've been left. They say, rebounded. Like cheated on, of course. You know, and shit like that. But I don't know. Like, man. Look, I'm forgetting what I was talking about. Can you pick a question?
Alright, so what are your thoughts on open relationships?
No, the best one. I need to finish the best one before I forget. Oh, my bad. Yeah, that was the best. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just forget and then it comes back. So, yeah. Those are good to have, of course. But it has to be very seriously agreed by both parties. No fucking feelings attached, okay? That's the main one. As much as you say no, bullshit, nigga. If you gonna keep tapping it, it's for a fucking reason or something. Shit. I'm just saying. Keep coming back. But that's just me, though. But at the same time, at the same time, it's like they still put you on that friend zone out of nowhere, and that's where it's been a mess up to even do that right now. Do not do that right now. That's the last thing you need to do right now.
All right, yeah. So I just want to hear just yes or no, right? Yes or no, right? That's your answer is. How old are you?
35.
Throughout your lifetime, have you ever had a casual situation? Yes or no?
Casual situation? Yes. Yeah. It's casual. I got to.
Okay. So my next. And
You said you do, wait, first and foremost, you said you do believe in monogamous relationships, right?
Okay.
Because you said it's too dangerous out here to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, my question to you is, what are your thoughts on an open relationship, and what is the difference between a casual situation and an open relationship?
Fuck that shit. A lot of shit. Because, look, from out of a relationship, dating or whatever, living together, doing the whole family thing, boom. And then out of nowhere, oh, I need a break. Or, the relationship, so that sexual relationship gets dead or boring or just, it's casual, right? You get used to it, and it's casual. It starts from besties and then the relationship, and then it gets so just casual, then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go with taste of the wine. They go, but then it ain't enough. It ain't enough, and then you go to the other relationship, or open relationship, we're fine. Like, what are we doing to each other? That's how bad emotions take control of our actions, and that's what happens. So, on every category you say, every type of relationship is really emotions that causes these type of relationships. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna hold you no.
Okay, once again, I'm the one and only Nice Man. You can find me here on Bingo. A lot of times I do videos on YouTube. You can catch me out on my YouTube channel. It's not a very popular channel, but you can just look under my real name. It starts with a T. You know, just look under my real name and you'll see me. And check me out.